want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is fish tacos. When we lived in Key West in the early 1970s, I walked home from a job down in Old Town to a place we rented in Newtown. It might have been about 2 miles. I hadn't made enough money for a gas-powered transport yet, but actually the walk was a nice way to decompress from the previous 8 hours or so. My walk was just after dawn, as back then I was working the graveyard shift in an all-night barbecue joint. I'd pass over a bridge that was part of the Key West Bight. There was a faded wooden barn-like building which housed some of the aquatic vessels of Stedman's Boatyard, since renamed Spencer's. The barn comparison was what I needed to use in that I grew up in the Midwestern U.S., and boatyards were not part of my vocabulary until moving to the island. Little grills and smokers could be seen in use at Stedman's. Inhaling the tantalizing fragrances of fresh fish wafting up to the apex of the bridge from down below made me hungry. It still does. The taco predates the arrival of the Spanish into Mexico. There is anthropological evidence that the indigenous people living in the lake region of the Valley of Mexico traditionally ate tacos filled with small fish. So it's clear that fish tacos are hardly a new twist on things. Writing at the time of the Spanish conquistadors, Bernal Diaz del Castillo documented the first taco feast enjoyed by Europeans, a meal which Hernan Cortes arranged for his captains in Coyoacan. It is an eye-opener to realize the geographic sweep of the area from what is likely the most famous fish taco, the Baja fish taco. The Gulf is thought to be one of the most diverse seas on the planet and is home to more than 5,000 species of microinvertebrates. Home to over 1 million people, Baja California is the second largest peninsula in the world after the Malay Peninsula in Southeast Asia. The type of fish found around Baja are vast, and some of the superior ones for cooking include yellowfin tuna, grouper, dolphin, snapper, triggerfish, and the super speedy wahoo, which can move through the water at 70 miles an hour. Now that is a fast food I'd admire. The cooked fish are placed in corn tortillas, often topped with crunchy shredded cabbage, typically topped also with a salsa like pico de gallo, and as a side note, that translates as beak of a rooster due to its bite, and finished with a refreshing lime crema, which provides some sweet fat richness and also contributes to a variation of temperature from the hot out of the fryer fish. The array of tacos that vie for attention away from the bounty of the seas, rivers, and lakes are multitude. I am happy that the custom in most taco places is to allow us to choose a mix of taco types. I am an omnivore, as anyone listening to this program certainly knows, and odds are you are too. But we went to a taco spot back in our hometown area of Northern Illinois recently, and among our family we have a vegan, a vegetarian, a flexitarian, and an avowed carnivore. I'm now looking at my wife, Janet. With love, of course. We all ate well. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky.